Now, the previous cycle had nitrogen, N2 as the major reservoir, the major chemical, high volatility as a gas. In contrast with this cycle, there's no gases present at all that you're seeing in that cycle. So the solubility and the volatility of the phosphorus compounds are generally speaking low. The phosphorus entering the atmosphere is as dust. So we're simply taking that rock phosphate and grinding it up physically so it ends up being suspended in the atmosphere. The movement then is either as suspended solids or as dissolved material. As dissolved material, it'll typically be as the orthophosphate ion or perhaps the hydrogen monophosphate or dihydrogen phosphate. Our largest reservoir is in the sedimentary rocks and in the ores that we're able to use, the apatites are the ones that are the key. So these guys, then we've got hydroxyapatite and fluorapatite. They have very low values for the solubility product. So you can see for hydroxyapatite, the solubility product is 10 to the minus 51. And for the solubility product of fluorapatite, it's 10 to the minus 60. Now, prior to teaching the dentistry students, I used to explain that fluoride was good for your teeth because of the solubility of the apatite. Your teeth then are composed of hydroxyapatite with proteins and stuff present as well. This is then a major constituent of enamel. This is quite a low solubility material, which is why teeth have evolved as they have. If you substitute the hydroxy for a fluoride by using fluoride toothpaste or fluoride tablets or something like that, or fluoridated water, that will be coming towards us in the near future, then you replace some of the hydroxides with fluoride at a structural level. And so I thought that was actually why teeth which had been exposed to some fluoride sort of maintained, but the story is much, much, much more complicated than that. There's a little bit of structural fluoride importance in why teeth don't suffer such stress when people chew on sweets and stuff like that, but the surface chemistry is actually the key stuff involved. Now, in terms of this element cycle though, it's just to emphasise that these sort of structures intrinsically are very stable.